We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I'm talking about Alabama, y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, real quick, before I go to the phones, I gotta tell you guys, our latest sponsor, Inspire Advisors, is really cool. Now, I know this audience. You're the kind of people out there that you stand up for what you believe in. You're also the kind of people, many of you, who are doing what you can to set aside for your retirement, try to take care of business. And maybe you'd be shocked to find out that some of the things your investment portfolio contains might be companies you've invested your dollars in that don't support the things you say you believe in. Like you may find out that some of your investments are going to companies that support abortion or pornography or even human trafficking. So all said and done, you might want to meet Paul Breyer. Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors are experts in the field of what is known as biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow that bottom line as good as anybody, but they can also help you do it in a way that literally supports the world that you want to see happen. So the way you get in touch with them, if you want to know more about biblically responsible investing or BRI, is go to their website. That's one choice, because they'll meet with you for free. They'll sit down with you for free. No fuss, no muss, no charge, nothing. And tell you what's in your portfolio. No catch. Go to their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or you just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. That's rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio tab, sponsors, and to go to their logo, it takes you right to it. Anyway, bottom line is this is godly, it's conservative, it's financial freedom. Inspire Advisors and Paul Breyer and his team, they'll square you away. Check them out. All right, I'm going to the phones right now. So somebody who's been a frequent flyer on this show continues to make waves as a controversial mom. I mean, she's out there right now just literally just stirring the pot every time she gets a chance. Emily Jones, who is the head of the Moms for Liberty of Madison chapter, and she's on the phone right now. Emily Jones, how you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm good. Well, I bailed on you the other night, and I hated it. I was supposed to have been there, and then I couldn't. But you guys apparently had a pretty amazing night the other night in Gunnersville. Am I right?
We did. We hate that you weren't there. You certainly missed a good show. But, you know, we got future events that you can come to, so we can make up for it.
I'm planning. That being said, I mean, I know you had the Attorney General there. You had Representative Susan DeBose. You had the Lieutenant Governor. I think I saw John Wall in one of the pictures, chairman of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of those town halls where you're talking about Title IX and how to protect kids and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, so it was a little bit of education on what Title IX is. I feel like we're beating a dead horse with that one, but just kind of talking what the Title IX revision is, but more importantly, what we're doing as a state to fight back, where we are with the state-level injunction, and then what parents can be doing on a more local level at their individual children's schools. So very informative night, as always.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm doing this segment right now. The reason why I asked you to come in and talk about it is not just to tell us how it went, which I want to hear a little more about, by the way, because I heard you had some protesters. But it's because you guys are standing tall. You're helping people understand what they can do at their own grassroots level, or for that matter, just for their own kids. And I think that's a huge piece. Like, what kind of things were y'all telling them that night?
Well, the big thing is, you know, becoming a member of Moms for Liberty, because that protects your individual schools. Besides, you know, the state level injunction, that gets your specific schools covered down. So it's kind of a second level of protection. So that's the easiest thing. And then the next piece to that is, know what's going on in your kids' schools, going on websites and looking at policies, know if they're being rewritten, if they're being revised in any way, just kind of some trigger words to look for, asking your kids what happened at school today. Are your teachers talking about this? Just really and truly simple stuff that we can be doing every single day. It doesn't require going and standing in front of a group of 200 people. It just means getting engaged within your kid's school, knowing exactly what's going on, and knowing what the law allows and doesn't allow, so you can start raising issues if you're finding that there's things going on that shouldn't be going on.
So I got pointed it out before, but I'm going to point it out again. That's exactly how you got started. I mean, it's not like you're a career activist or somebody out there who's been doing this and you're paid and you got a job. And this is all you do. You're a mom who found out stuff was happening and you didn't appreciate it. And you decided to get busy. Am I right?
You got it. Yeah. I have a full-time job outside of all this, but I mean, that's exactly it. I asked one simple question to my son. How was school today? What did y'all do? And holy smokes, the things you can learn. I mean, the good thing about kids is they'll tell you the brutal truth, whether you want it or not. So he's just telling the truth, like it's no big deal. And my jaw is on the ground. So yeah, it's real simple to get engaged. And when it's your kids and you hear some of these things, it sparks a fire that you just can't ignore. So.
Well, and I think one of the things that's really important to recognize is you don't live in a place like Chicago or you're right here in North Alabama. You're in a red state. And there were things you saw or heard your child tell you about that raised your hackles. Am I right?
You're right. Yep. Yeah. And there was a guy, whatever night that was, that Monday night, that was telling me at his child's school, and it's a county school, which we typically think are more conservative, they are asking about children's pronouns. They're not forcing the use of them, but they are asking about them. Now, it's a high school. So that starts getting a little gray with the law, but, you know, he knew enough about it to know it's not right. What can we do? So, again, it goes back to he just happened to ask his, you know, I think it's a ninth grader, a couple of questions, and he learned that they're pushing, I say pushing, they're at least asking about kids' preferred pronouns, which is a huge issue.
Well, it's just twisted. In fact, if you get down to it, The weird dynamic there is, let's just take it on face value. You ask about the pronouns and the use of the pronouns, and yet you go down the hall to English grammar class, and they don't teach it that way. And then you go down the hall to biology class, and they don't teach it that way. And you'll fail your test if you answer it that way. And yet they're going to go ahead and say, oh, by the way, we'll use it that way. That's just, it's like what is happening in our schools? But, so let me ask you this. I saw something that said that Susan DuBose, somebody was trying to shout her down while she was speaking, Representative DuBose. How'd that go and what was going on?
It was pretty quick. She got up there and she started with the thing that we talk about all the time, men and women's sports. And she references what you and I had talked about not long ago, the male boxer in the Olympics. And oh my goodness, it set people off. They started booing and shouting, and one older lady who's very precious was quick to tell Susan that is not a male. It is a female. She was born a female, and just really started ranting about that whole thing. And that was just kind of the beginning of it all. They would kind of tamper down a little bit more when I spoke because I'm asking questions, so there's nothing to argue about with that. But whenever our panelists would answer questions or any of that, they would just, you know, scream, shout, boo. They had whiteboards. So instead of having posters, because in Shelby, I told them they can't have posters. So this time they brought whiteboards and they would write thoughts or little messages on it and they would hold it up during the entire thing. So it was awesome.
So of the crowd, what percentage were protesters and what percentage were people that were interested in what was being said?
It was probably the same split, you know, maybe 20% or so protesters. The rest are, you know, in support of us. The numbers overall were larger, and it was a much bigger space, which was good because we had a really good turnout. But there were a few more protesters than last time, but still only made up, you know, 20% or so of the total people there. So it was some repeat faces, a couple of new ones. They were very much with the Democratic Party. One fella and his female companion, were there setting up a tripod to record the entire event. And I questioned why. And it was, well, we just want a record of what's being said. And I questioned, well, what organization are you with? We're just by ourselves.
So just by ourselves, and we're going to talk about you later, even though you have a First Amendment right to do this sort of thing, and you actually scheduled a calm time, and the Attorney General himself is here. But that's okay.
Yeah, we're just going to record you, go home and watch it tonight for entertainment. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, it was a different feel from what we've had in the past, but still a lot of similarities with their approach. They've just kind of expanded a little bit on all of it. So it's always entertaining. I have to admit, you always go into it with a little bit of anxiety of like, holy crap, what are we going to deal with? But But then you get there and you're like, wow, like you're just going to record us because you have nothing better to do with your time tonight. So, okay.
Well, all right. So listen, as we get towards the end of our time here, granted there's protesters show up. And if you had no protesters, I'd say you're probably doing something wrong. But the fact that they were there clearly indicates y'all are making waves and rightfully so. But, that being said, the folks who were there to hear and glean, what was the reception like? Did they seem to appreciate it? Did you get some other indicators that they're going to go out and do some things for their, you know, based on the information they got? What do you think?
Yeah, I literally could not take more than four steps without somebody stopping me to talk to me and thank me about everything that we had brought to Gunnersville. So obviously, really great reception. People were very appreciative. They learned a lot. I had, like I mentioned, a couple of parents come up to say, hey, this is happening in my school. I feel like it's wrong. What can you tell me? And then, of course, we've had lots of people signing up to become members. One guy out of Birmingham, I don't even know how he got my cell phone number, but he texted me, he called me, he emailed me to say, I've got to make sure I do this right. Please help me. So a lot of people are waking up to what's going on. They understand the severity of all of it, and they're really trying to get more engaged, figure out, you know, one, how do they protect their kids immediately against this? But long term, how do they get educated and continue to fight this fight? So it was really good. Just a lot of really good comments afterwards. I'm sure Allison with local and all of them got the same thing. But AD Marshall did call called Allison the next day and just said, you know, this is great. Continue to have great turnout. Can't say enough how much I appreciate it. So I think we're on to something with all of it, which is good.
Well, that's the thing. I want people to hear the effectiveness of what you're doing. That's why I wanted to talk about this. But I also want them to recognize that it's not like you went to some special school about how to organize events and do things in your community. You just got busy. And I think that's the important part. And then you found a group, Moms for Liberty, that you got tied into that gave you resources. And then look, and now here you are helping put on these town halls with the Attorney General for the entire state coming to speak. And listen, stay on it. Keep standing tall. And thank you for what you've been doing. All right.
Well, thank you. Y'all have a good afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Emily. Emily Jones, Moms for Liberty. And y'all, listen, that's the thing. There's a passage in Scripture, one of my favorite passages in Scripture overall, is in Acts chapter 4. And I know I've said this before, but I'm gonna throw it in there again. In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John are called in. They're basically arrested. And they're arrested just for doing, you know, they healed a guy. They healed a guy on the Sabbath. How dare you? And they thought they had gotten rid of this whole Jesus thing. And so they're arrested, literally, for doing a good thing. And they're brought in and they're told, the religious leaders told them, never do this again. Never speak in the name of Jesus again. And in Acts chapter 4, I think it's verse 12, I'm going from memory, it says that Peter stood and with great authority, he began to tell them. Basically he said, whether or not it's right for me to speak in the name of Jesus, you can make your own decision. But I cannot stop speaking what I've seen and heard. And it says, though, in that passage, that when they observed him speaking, Peter, they recognized that he was an unlearned and untrained man, but that he had been with Jesus. So what they're saying is, in that passage, that it was not the schooling that he got. It was not the resources he brought to bear. It was not the fact that he had some big resume or a super pedigree that gave him the ability to do this. He wasn't this establishment guy who came in and brought all of the accolades and everything with him and you'd seen him on TV. None of it. He was Peter. He was the guy. He was a knucklehead. And, you know, he was the guy who was kind of rough around the edges. And he's also the guy who betrayed Jesus and three times. And anyway, all said and done, they observed that he was untrained and unlearned, and they recognized he had been with Jesus. My point in that is, you don't have to have the big resume. You don't have to go off to a special school to learn how to do something effective to stand tall in your community. You don't. You just do. You just get busy. You just find a thing you care about, and you look around to see who else cares about it, and you get one other, and next thing you know, you got three, and then pretty you have four, and next thing you have six, and then pretty soon you're putting on events, and you're bringing the Attorney General in to speak. That's what happens. That's exactly the way it starts. And you got to, because, you know, such a time as this. All right, we're taking a break right now, Big Rig. I ran long. Let's take that break. We'll come right back. I'll get a few text messages, then go into the top of the hour. We'll have the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.